Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Q4 and FY26 for Orient Green Power Company Limited. Orient Green Power Company Limited, headquartered in Chennai, is one of India's leading independent renewable power producers. The company operates over 380 MW of wind power capacity across key Indian states and a 10.5 MW wind farm in Croatia. Also, the company developed a 7 MW solar capacity in Q3 FY26. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management discussion concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star followed by zero on your touch-tone phone. Let us now begin with the introduction of the management team. We have with us today Mr. T. Sivaraman, Managing Director and CEO of the company. Also joining us today is Ms. J. Koteshwari, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to request Mr. T. Sivaraman, Managing Director and CEO, to give his opening remarks and share the company's performance in Q4 and FY26 with the audience. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to Orient Green Power's earnings call for FY26, as well as Q4 of FY26. Thank you for taking the time to join us and your continued faith and support in our journey. FY26 was a breakthrough year for the company with many firsts. We commissioned our first solar power plant of 7 MW capacity in December 25. And overall, in FY26, we achieved the highest profits in the history of the company. The favorable wind patterns in the first half of the year, as well as the refund of excess interest charged in earlier periods, helped offset slight reduction in wind and performance dip in the fourth quarter due to lower wind availability. Overall, we have been able to achieve, as I said, the highest net profits in the history of the company. We have successfully added 9.9 MW of wind capacity in this fiscal. 6.6 was added in end of March 26, and 3.3 added in April 26. We are also in the process of constructing 17.6 MW of solar capacity, which will be commissioned in Q1 and will probably enter full production during the course of Q2. In order to improve operating efficiencies, we have started the process of repowering 7.8 MW of our older wind turbines under the new repowering policy of the Government of Tamil Nadu. This was pending for quite some years because the policy was not conducive to repowering. But with the new policy in force, we are proactively looking at all our other older wind assets to see which will benefit from repowering, either purely with wind or with a hybrid of wind and solar. The financial and liquidity position of the company is improving, and the credit rating and outlook have also been enhanced for its key subsidiaries during the course of this year. Now, quickly running through the performance highlights. For FY26, the total income and EBITDA was around 316 crores and 206 crores respectively. It's about 13% and 10% over improvement over FY25. PAT grew by 70% to 72 crores, which is the highest in the history of the company. Other than the better wind and the refund of excess interest, we also had a significant reduction in interest costs by about 21% due to both decline in overall debt and 45 basis points reduction in the interest rate in our largest loan. Q4 of FY26, the wind availability was somewhat lower compared to the similar period in the previous year, which is not unusual given the higher wind that we had in Q1 to Q3. The generation from the solar power plant and the interest cost savings partially absorbed the reduction in generation from the wind assets. So total income and EBITDA were marginally lower at 46 crores and 18 crores respectively compared to Q4 of previous year. Loss before exceptional items and tax was at about 16.4 crores during this quarter as against 14.7 crores for the comparative period last year. Operationally, the wind assets continue to perform reliably through the wind season, and we are all ready and waiting for the upcoming wind season, which should start by the end of May. The 9.9 capacity that has been recently commissioned will be fully available for this wind season. The generation from the company's solar power plant will also be available throughout this fiscal. So the full expansion, full effect of these expansions will be seen from this fiscal onwards. The new capacity of 17.6 megawatts of solar as well as the repowering of the wind will also start showing results during the latter half of this fiscal. As I said earlier, we are looking at all our older capacity wind turbines, older vintage wind turbines, to see which would benefit from the repowering policy. And during the course of this year, we will definitely look at adding more such repowering policies to our portfolio. As at FY26, we have about 399 megawatts of operating capacity, consisting of 392 megawatts of wind and 7 megawatts of solar. The capacity additions and repowering is already discussed earlier. So we remain focused on operational excellence, prudent capital allocation, while maintaining a healthy balance sheet. We believe that moving to the higher capacity turbines as well as diversifying to solar will, to a great extent, diversify our income sources and our generation, and it will build a sustainable and balanced, efficient portfolio of renewable assets going forward. So overall, FY26 was a good year, and it's laid for us a good base for us to take it forward in the years to come. Thank you for joining us today, and we appreciate your continued support. Look forward to your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the first question from the line of Cecil Hawa from HG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
So, sir, we had previously also said that our target is now to reach 1 GW of renewable energy. Where will the equity of this coming from? And are you still looking at a preferential issue, or you will now look at it as a rights issue? And do we still want to do it as a take over assets which are available in the market, or we are now looking at some other way to do it?
We are looking at all options. Obviously, the fastest way is to acquire operating assets. And there are a few things which are working. Unfortunately, with the market the way it has been over the last few months, our strategic initiatives have slowed a little. But we are hoping that things will stabilize and we can start moving to the next level on this. Which is why in the last quarter we've been focusing mostly on internal projects, while the strategic stuff is kind of working on and waiting for situation to improve.
But sir, how will we do the financing if at all something comes?
We'll come to that when we have the clear project in hand. We will come back to you. There are multiple options.
Is there a timeline to it? Because in previous con calls also we have mentioned that.
I'm not in a position to give you a timeline right now. I think the market is a little too volatile for that. So should be able to give you some answers in the next quarter or so. But let's see.
But sir, as such, with your promoter stake also, you are very much constrained
correct.
To do. So I mean, to me, it looks almost impossible that we will be able to reach this 1 GW target. So is this target even now on, or do we now take it as a three-year target from today?
The target is on how we achieve it while still retaining control of the company is something that we are looking at. And like I said, we will need to wait before we come to any answer on this.
So, sir, can we take it from the management that if we are not going to buy any new assets, so this almost...
No, we can... No,
whatever EBITDA that we have, will it be used to repay the loans and make the company at least debt-free so that the shareholder can at least get some dividend?
No, see, the loan repayment keeps happening. Our loan terms are such that most of the surplus cash flow is used to repaying the loans. So the availability of, especially on our main loan and the main subsidiary Beta, there is a cash sweep that the excess cash flow is used for kind of early prepayment of loans, So that in any case will happen, and that's not really where we were hoping to look at the capital for expanding, because that will not give us sufficient capital for any huge, large-scale expansion. We can do small expansions like we have been doing now with internal resources, like the 9.9 megawatts and the other stuff we can do. We can generate equity internally. But anything larger will definitely require external equity sources, and that is something that we are continuing to work on. We have had a few setbacks due to the situation as we are in right now, but I think we should get out of it sooner.
So with the present arrangement, I think another 50 MW is the best we can do.
With internal resources, yes. Without raising money from the market, yes.
And sir, since you are also the president of the association, etc., so what would like our 450 MW be worth to if you were to be in the market for selling the asset?
I think that is something that you can see in the market. Frankly, if you look at from a PE ratio or an EV EBITDA ratio, we are undervalued compared to the other listed renewable energy companies. So
they are much larger, also, no, sir.
No, the other renewable energy companies, there are those which are much larger, like your Adani Green and NTPC Green are much larger than us. Obviously, their valuations are different. But even others of similar size are currently trading at slightly better multiples. So that's something that we are working on.
So, since it has been like a long period, and to your credit, we have been able to turn around the company quite well. So, I mean, can we take a decision either, either we expand or we go towards probably reducing the stake and make it a part of a larger, PE fund based entity or something? Because this way, the shareholder, even after two rights issue, he has not been able to get much of a return.
I understand your the thing. This is something that it is very kind of high in our priority list. This is something that we are working on to see how we can increase shareholder value. It's obviously good for you. It's also good for us as promoters. So it's we are both in the same boat from that point of view. So something that we are working on 24/7. But at the moment, I don't have anything that we can announce to the world as to what we are doing.
And sir, is there any kind of arrangement in which there could be a foreign investor which comes in and even though we see control of management?
We can't talk about all this until it happens. We are a listed company. There are a lot of things that until something fructifies to a point where it is where we can inform the exchange, we can't really have these conversations. So I can only say that we are working very hard on all options.
So at least can we give it a figure like that this kind of asset would be worth almost like 6,000 crores for 1 GW. We would be at least worth, like, say, around 45% of that. Would that be a good estimate, ours being almost like a 10-year-old or the asset also?
Well, I can't tell you. I can't discuss all this on a public call, Faisal. It's not... I mean, these are numbers. I cannot give forward-looking estimates. I cannot tell you what the share price should be like. You have the data. You know what the competition is being valued at. You can do your own analysis.
I am only saying what is the asset could be worth.
No, I would only say that the share. Yeah, I believe that the asset is currently undervalued, but that is based on competitive, valuation of other companies. But that's something that you will have to, you can do the analysis yourself. There are enough renewable companies in the market now. It is not like it was 5-6 years back when there were hardly any companies to compare it. Today we have comparisons, and you can definitely look at that those comparisons.
Sorry to interrupt in between, Cecil. I would request you to kindly rejoin the queue again for more questions. Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Yash Nisar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah, yeah. Sir, so my question is, what were the key reasons for the decline in Q4 of FY26 revenue, despite strong full-year growth?
Basically, there was lower wind in Q4. Q4 is typically a very low wind quarter because the main wind for us is in Q2 and Q3. Q1 to Q3, there's not much wind happening in Q4, but this year the wind was even lower than normal. So that's nothing we could do about it. It's an act of God.
Okay.
But this variation will be there. See, in the renewable energy business, this kind of a variation quarter on quarter, year on year will always be there because we are we have to take the wind which comes.
Okay, and were there any delays in power evacuation or like lower tariffs affecting Q4 revenues?
No. But tariffs were fixed throughout the year because a significant percentage of our capacity is C&I, the rest of it is at long-term PPS. So in both cases, the tariffs were the same throughout the year. And we have not had any material power evacuation issues. So it is purely a wind availability. It's across the board. It's not just for OGPL. Every wind company in India had the same issue in Q4.
Oh, okay. That's it from us. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Rohan Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Rohan, you may proceed with your question. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
So my question was, what is the expected revenue contribution for the upcoming 17.6 megawatt solar project and 9.9 megawatt wind expansion in financial year 27?
Yeah, so the solar project, the 17.6 megawatt will give us a total revenue on a full year basis of about 14.5 crores. And an EBITDA of about 12.8 crores. That is, assuming it is operating for 12 months in the year. Since it is only going to be partially part of the year, we will have a proportionately lower generation. In terms of the 9.9 megawatts of the wind, in a good, in a normal wind year, we should get about 14 crores of revenue and about 10 crores of EBITDA. But then that is... assuming normal wind. Both are assuming that the weather gods are normal. There will always be some variation.
Okay, so my other question is, to what extent did higher depreciation and maintenance cost impact the Q4 profitability?
Not much difference in maintenance and depreciation costs. It's more or less...
Depreciation is around 1 crore on account of this higher capitalization. But in terms of O&M, normally new assets, the first year is free O&M. So we will not have any O&M impact in the first year. So only due to the depreciation it will be there. And going forward, the interest on those loan in the new wind asset will have an impact. Other than that, there won't be any impact in the first year.
Okay, I just had one more question. So other expenses increased sharply in YOY during Q4. What were the major cost components behind this increase?
Just 1 second. See, other expenses primarily there is legal and consultancy charges had increased, and also we had one-time expense of around write-off of some long overdue was there for around 1.67 crores.
Oh, okay, that will be all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Disha Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. I would like to know, is the company expecting Q1 FY27 profitability to recover with improved wind seasonality?
See, we can't predict how the wind is going to be in Q1. You will have to compare it with last year's Q1. So, in the renewable energy business, you cannot compare sequential quarters. You will have to compare the same quarter against the similar quarter last year. So that is the real comparison, because each quarter the wind pattern is different. So if you look at Q1 of last year, that will give you some kind of a trend of where the Q1 of this year can be, assuming, of course, that the wind gods are favorable to us.
Okay. And which segment will drive future growth more, like in wind expansion, solar projects, or repowering existing assets?
The wind will continue to be a heavyweight as far as we are concerned, because we have far more wind capacity than solar capacity. And frankly, the last few years, the amount of solar power that has got added to the grid, there is a glut of power during the afternoon, as you can see. So we will be a little more cautious in our expansion on solar, whereas wind we will continue to expand. We are, looking at whether it makes sense for us to add battery storage to the solar capacity in order to make it more kind of customer friendly, because our customers need 24/7 power, and solar power giving only in the daytime is, there are some mismatches. So that's something that we will look at going forward.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Shania Vishwa, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, good morning. My question was, are there any receivable collection risks from state electricity boards?
Andhra Pradesh Electricity Board, and the second is the Gujarat Electricity Board. Sorry
to interrupt in between, sir. You're not audible. I would request you to repeat.
So we have exposure to only the AP and the Gujarat Electricity Boards, where we are selling power to the Electricity Board itself. And Gujarat has always been, there has been no issue in payment. AP, we had a few little issue in the previous years, but in the last couple of years, things have been quite smooth. So we are not foreseeing any significant stickiness on that. There has also been a lot of support from the center, the power ministry, and a lot of pressure on the various state electricity boards to pay their renewable energy power producers. And that has resulted in reasonably kind of on-time payment across the country, not just for us in AP and Gujarat, but across the country from Tamil Nadu all the way up to Rajasthan, the state electricity boards are paying more or less on time. So I don't see that as a challenge.
Okay. And my next question is, like, what is the targeted capacity by FY27 and FY28? And are there any curtailment issues in key states affecting generation?
At the moment, there are no curtailment issues. We will have to see during the peak wind season this year how it goes. The last few years, we have seen very little curtailment. It has been only technical curtailment in the sense because of breakdowns and things like that, not curtailments as such. So we are not foreseeing any significant curtailment this year, but we have to see how it goes. In terms of capacity addition, whatever we have planned for this year, because any new capacity addition takes 6 to 8 months to build. So we have already covered what we plan to do this year. We may add a little more of repowering during the course of the year. Next year is something that is still a work in progress.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Wish you all best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. T. Shivaraman, Managing Director and CEO, for the closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for joining us today. As I had told Mr. Faisal earlier, we are working 24/7 to see how we can increase shareholder value in this company. And we hope that we should be able to continue to improve our performance year on year and provide decent return to our shareholders. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Orient Green Power Limited, that concludes this session. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines.